Adam Pengilly, good morning, mate.
Morning, TK. Morning, Laurie.
Well, as racing's concerned, Hughie Bowman, he's going to be missing.
Yeah, I think it's probably the sensible decision in the end, TK, isn't it? After he had that little split track work last week and broke his finger. Hughie was hoping to get back for the George Main Stakes meeting this week where he was going to ride Happy Clapper. And obviously, Osborne Bull's in the shorts, but he's got some more specialist or doctor's advice yesterday and decided just to wait another week or two. I must admit, I was a little bit surprised last week when he sort of forecast he wanted to be back for this meeting this week. And, you know, you break your finger as a footy player, you can tape it up and I suppose keep going as a jockey when you need those hands for control of a horse. It's really tough. So unfortunately for Hughie, we won't see him this week, but hopefully he won't be too much longer out of the saddle.
And now the shorts is being run on the weekend, but with this wet weather around, can we expect some late scratchings?
Yeah, I wouldn't be surprised, Laurie. Tony McAvoy's basically been the first one to declare his hand and yesterday made some comments to the effect that if it's a really heavy track, he's doubtful whether he'll run somewhat. Just given the carrot or what's at stake in the next month or so, I don't think he wants an absolute gut buster. I think some people thought she was a tad disappointing first up in the Concord there, but she did pull up 1 out of 5 lame or mildly lame, and you know, she did run home in reasonable time. And Tony sort of said, I don't want an absolute gut buster on a really wet track. He'll monitor the conditions as the week goes on. We're due for a couple of warmer days later in the week, guys. We've had so much rain in the last 24 to 48 hours. I can't see this track being anything but a heavy on the weekend. So we'll see how that field plays out. That final field will be declared today. He will accept with sunlight, but no definite decision until later in the week whether she runs or not.
Well, the boys told me even if it stopped raining yesterday, the track would still be heavy at Ramwick. It just refuses to drain, which is disappointing. Queensland stewards overturn a photo finish. Now, this doesn't happen very often.
This has got to be one of the most bizarre racing stories of the year, TK, it must be said. I can't remember anything like this happening in recent memory. They've conducted an inquiry yesterday from a race at Yeppoon going back to late July where, a photo finish was the order of the day, correct weight was declared. Well, they've held an inquiry yesterday. Somehow another photo has come to light as evidence. And they've actually reversed the result.
Only in Queensland.
Which is
only in Queensland.
How can you do that?
All the money's paid out and everything.
Yeah, I've got absolutely no idea. So the poor connections and of the horse that thought it won on the day are going to have to pay back prize money, I believe, anyway. But the punters, they're the ones that are going to be stiffed because correct weight's been declared, money's been paid out. They've got no recourse to get any money back. So I was flabbergasted when I heard about this story yesterday. And
I know it's a different sport. I know it's a different sport, but imagine, in rugby league or rugby union, you come up with a video angle 2 months later to show that he scored a try and you overturn the result.
Oh, you just can't imagine it happening, can you, Laurie?
No.
I don't know. I think the connections of the horse that was initially declared the winner a couple of months ago are talking about taking legal action, at least canvassing their legal options. So this might have a little bit more to play out as well.
Yeah, Rafferty's rules in Yeppoon.
I just can't believe
it. I sort of remember a weekend there once. Now, Warwick Farm. It's going to be a heavy track.
Well, they've got a heavy 9 at the moment, TK. I think I saw it come through this morning, 50 mils in the last 24 hours. I think it's probably closer to a heavy 12 or heavy 13 rather than a heavy 9 at the moment. Just check the scratchings, guys, in half an hour. At the moment, I've just got one bet. Race 5, number 15, Avon River. Her form on paper suggests she's probably not that great on wet tracks, and she's four starts at Duck Eggs, but her runs haven't been too bad, and I thought she was okay last start in the up-and-coming. She comes back down in grade, obviously, with the whitish weight. I thought around that $6.50 wasn't a bad bet. So race 5, number 15, Avon River.